89-84, Northern Colorado falls on the road at Eastern Washington in overtime tonight as the Bears fall to 12-7, 5-3 in conference action. We're joined courtside by head coach Jeff Linder. My goodness, it looked like, but save for that little issue of 1 second between the shot clock and the game clock, that you were going to get out of here with one.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was almost surreal. You see Trent fly in there, and it just happened so fast. And, you know, it was a, and Jonah got to his spot, and, you know, whether he got, you know, hit.
I know.
many different ways, but at the same time, as I told the guys in the locker room, I mean, one, you know, you hold your heads up high. I mean, that was a really good college basketball game against two good teams. Can't feel sorry for ourselves because we got to turn around and play at home on Thursday. We got to make sure we defend our home court, and we'll see these guys again. But then, you know, within that first 39 minutes, just, you know, we still got to find ways to, you know, on both ends of the floor, just try to get better and minimize a couple mistakes here, a couple empty possessions here, and then you're not relying on the last shot. But I was really proud of the effort and giving ourselves a chance to win on the road.
One of the things that stands out in this ball game, though, is that shooting touch in the second half left you 30% shooting in the second half. Yet, by making sure you cash in free throws, you kept yourselves within reach and put yourselves in that position where you could potentially pull off the W.
Yeah, and you know, it's part of who we are. I mean, we got some open looks in that second half, and we had some open looks off some offensive rebounds. You know, unfortunately, that's, you know, you're going to miss some of those shots, and you know, when you shoot threes like we do. Yeah, you just gotta keep shooting them. I'm not gonna tell them not to when you're getting wide open looks, and it's just a matter of now can we go find a way to get a couple more stops down on the other end when we do. So when we do shoot 30%, you know, you can kind of withstand things. But we did, and gave ourselves down the stretch an opportunity to win the game. And the guys made some big winning plays there down the stretch. So, I mean, Bodie went in there and grabbed a couple, you know, big offensive rebounds. Kai and it. Like I said, it wasn't from a lack of not wanting to win. It just happened to be. We just wasn't our night.
One of those things about playing on the road. But it was striking that your big men had success tonight. Even though Mason Peatling finishes with 21 points, 22 boards, your guys still gave him a good fight. When you take what Kai and Core did together tonight, scoring especially, that was almost a straight-on matchup.
Yeah, I mean, Core and Kai together, you know, they were 26 and 17, and he gets 21 and 22. You know, big one off the offensive rebound, but, you know, he's a good player. I mean, fourth, you know, senior that's been in a lot of games. It's, you know, good, being a good player playing at a high level, but I thought our guys, you know, they did a really good job of you know, of trying to minimize things, and Coach DeWeese had a good plan from a scouting standpoint defensively on a quick turnaround because they're a hard team to guard. I mean, Jacob Davison is an all league guy, Kim Akins and Peatling. I mean, there's three all league guys right there. So we'll learn from it, and we'll be ready to go on Thursday.
That's the thing about it, as you said, quick turnaround, because Thursday will be here very quick.
Real quick turnaround, so just got to get ready for Thursday.
Coach, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Troy.
Jeff Linder's post-game thoughts as the Bears again suffer the loss tonight in overtime by 5 to Eastern Washington, 89-84. We continue with more on the Munson's Automotive post-game report in a moment. You're listening to Bears Basketball on 1310 KFKA.